The Justice Department is appealing a court order that a hearing for an immigration violation must be open to the press and public. Rabi Haddad is the founder of an Islamic charity that was shut down by federal authorities. His case may also decide whether secret hearings for hundreds of other such detainees will be opened. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Detroit.
Rabi Haddad wasn't at yesterday's hearing in Detroit. He's being held in Chicago on charges that he overstayed a tourist visa. But the government's interest in Haddad goes beyond his visa status. He's the co-founder of Global Relief, a Muslim charity that was shut down by the government in December. The government arrested Haddad at the same time it froze the assets of his charity. Lawyers with Global Relief have sued the government to release the charity's funds. Despite those special circumstances, in other ways, Haddad's case is typical of the hundreds of detainees being held by the government on immigration violations as part of the post-September 11th investigation. Under a special Justice Department memo issued just weeks after September 11th, all detainee immigration hearings have been closed. Until last week, when U.S. District Judge Nancy Edmonds ruled that policy violated the public's First Amendment right of access to legal proceedings. Judge Edmonds also ruled that the press and the public had the right to see transcripts and documents from Haddad's earlier hearings. Twice in the past week, attorneys representing media organizations tried and failed to get those documents from the government. At yesterday's hearing, Judge Edmonds gave the Justice Department a deadline for turning them over, 4 p.m. today. Herschel Fink is an attorney who's representing media organizations, including the Detroit Free Press.
We would break down the order in the justice system in this country if the executive branch can simply ignore a U.S. district judge's order that hasn't been stayed by a superior court.
The Justice Department won't comment on the Haddad case or on those of any of the hundreds of detainees. But in court yesterday, Justice Department lawyer Michael Lindman said even from small disclosures, Al-Qaeda could possibly determine information about the direction of the investigation. He said information from the trial of Haddad and other detainees might lead terrorists to change their tactics or even accelerate plans for an attack. Judge Edmonds dismissed that reasoning, saying the same claims could be made for many other criminal investigations. Fink says Judge Edmonds made it clear that when evidence does need to remain secret, the government has an option, going before a grand jury.
There is a tradition of secrecy. In fact, there are court rules, a so-called criminal rule 6E of the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure, make such proceedings secret. And we all know that grand jury proceedings are secret until there's a release of information in an indictment. And that's the way to go, she said. But you can't close these proceedings. These have to be public.
Today, the Justice Department is taking its case to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati and asking that court to issue a stay on Judge Edmonds' order to open the hearings and the transcripts. The American Civil Liberties Union is also involved in the case. ACLU attorney Lee Gallant says Haddad's case potentially has broad application for all of the detainees being held by the government on immigration violations.
Well, I think the stakes are now raised when the case goes to the United States Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit. Her ruling was with respect specifically to Haddad, but I think the reasoning was much broader and could be applied to other detainees. And I think the Sixth Circuit ruling will be a basis for looking at this more broadly, potentially.
In addition to the Haddad case, the ACLU has filed a similar case in New Jersey, asking that hearings be opened for all detainees being held in that state. Greg Allen, NPR News, Detroit.